Christians and Jews are making history because of ISIS. The ministry tells us what it's like to be a Christian in Vietnam these days, and Bibles for China shares their recipe for growth. These stories and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Enough already. That's the word from the United Front of Jewish and Christian Leaders in response to the continued advance of the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, or ISIS. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton explains that during the Feast of Tabernacles, they issued a joint initiative.
This is the first time that Jewish leaders, the leader of the World Jewish Congress, as well as evangelical Christian leaders, the president of Oral Roberts University, came together to speak about Christian persecution.
Their goal? To be a voice for the voiceless. They're using their combined influence to demand better protection and help for those being mowed down by ISIS in the Middle East.
The two groups should be working together. They should be speaking out together because they both are at risk as radical Islam gains influence and gains power.
BOM is resourcing the beleaguered church so they can be the hands and feet of Christ. That takes money. They also need prayer cover. Pray for the strength of their faith and that God would change the hearts of ISIS terrorists. We turn next to Ukraine, where the war is over. Or maybe it's not. Well, depending on where you live, it is. Those near Donetsk, they live in an active war zone, but the fallout's really everywhere. Slavic Gospel Association says with the onset of winter, their church partners are distribution hubs for humanitarian aid. Ministry teams have Bibles and other tools to share the gospel with those devastated by the conflict. Doors are open. Keep praying for opportunities. This is Mission Network News. Being a Christian in Vietnam's pretty difficult. The government links Christianity to the U.S. and assumes Vietnamese Christians are working for the CIA. A pastor helped by Christian Aid Mission, your link to indigenous missions, keeps being arrested for telling people about Jesus. He was even tortured and nearly killed, but it's only reinforcing his faith. Read his story and find ways to come alongside his ministry at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, Christianity is spreading like wildfire in Cuba despite continued persecution. A microloan program initiated by WorldServe Ministries Canada is playing a key role by empowering Cuban believers and enabling gospel work. WorldServe's Wilfred Enra explains.
Let's say you wanted to start a business as a seamstress. You knew how to sew, you didn't have the tools. We'd come alongside of you, we'd lend you a microloan, but with that we'd like to challenge you to tithe to your church to do church plants and or children's ministry.
WorldServe started microloans in Cuba about 4 years ago, and every single one's been paid back.
We really want to empower our people in Cuba and starting in Ethiopia in February as a hands up, not a hand out.
Learn more about the program and how you can help WorldServe reach Cubans for Christ at our website. And here's a snapshot view of a mission trip to China. With Bibles for China, teams get the opportunity to celebrate with national believers as they verify the delivery of Bibles. Barry Werner of Bibles for China says when they receive an invitation from the Chinese Christian Council,
we try to have each team distribute between 5,000 and 6,000 Bibles in a 3-day period, usually to maybe 12 or 15 churches. And these churches are quite spread out. They're rural churches, so you might travel for an hour from one church to another.
There are several ways to support Bibles for China. For now, pray for the team leaving in November to remember that they're serving God.
Pray for a humble spirit, a servant's heart. Everywhere we go, we hear words like, we almost had wondered if God had forgotten about us, but then we realized when he sent someone halfway around the world to deliver a Bible to us, that he hasn't forgotten.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christian Aid Mission is offering the free book, Finishing the Task. It features stories of Native missionaries making an impact for Christ in their own country. The book chronicles 9 modern-day heroes of faith, all working in their own neighborhoods. Get your free copy of Finishing the Task at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.